We're on Tesomid Beis at the bottom. Hu yachel lahushias Yisrael. Om Reb Chama Rebbe Chanina. Hachel shvuaso shel Avimelech. Hachel can mean to begin. It also to mean to be mechalel. So the shvua that Avimelech, that Avraham made to Avimelech, that he would not deceive him, tishkor li ulanini ulanechti, that there would be peace between them. So the plishtim already negated that. So now Shimshon could start up with them also. Rashi huchal shvuaso shel Avimelech batla. It was mevatel that shvua. Loshen lo yachil devoro. V'vishihem avru al hashvua tchila. Because the plishtim already abrogated the shvua, so now Shimshon could also. Vayigdal hanar vayivorcheu Hashem. Shimshon grew up, and the Rabban Shimon gave him a special bracha. What was that special bracha? On Rav Yehuda, on Rav, shebercho ba'amoso. Right, amoso kivnei adam v'zaro kinachol shotev. Shimshon needed the bracha. His gvura was in seducing plishti women, and in that way getting nekama on the plishtim. So l'maisa, the Rabban Shimon gave him a bracha in that inyan. That he had a tremendous koach of zera. Vayikra Shimshon Hashem, vayomra Hashem Elokim zokreni no vechaskeni no achapam. When he was in the prison there, and they took out his eyes. So the Rabban, so he said to the Rabban Shimon, "Nokma nokum achas mishtein, I mipleished him. Let me take revenge in the schus of one of my eyes." Omer Rav, Omer Shimshon, v'nekodesh baruch ribon shalom, zechorli esrim. Machlokas over here is Esrim. The pasuk says in Tanakh that he judged Klal Yisrael 20 years. Here it says Esrim Mushtayim. Marsha has a way of understanding why it was 22. But Lamaisa, the more accurate gear says Esrim Shana. Shishofati is Yisrael. V'lo Amarti leEchod Mehem Haverli Makil Mimakom Lamakom. Give me a schus that I was shofei Klal Yisrael 20 years, and I didn't take advantage of any of them. I didn't even tell anybody to bring my stick from one place to another. Vayelech Shimshon vayelokit shalosh mio shualim. This is a ma'isim before. I don't know why the Gemara keeps quoting ma'isim by Shimshon, not in the order that they had, going from the end of his life to the middle of his life. In any case, he took 300 foxes. Maishna shualim, omreb ebu bar nagdi, omreb chia bar abba, omar shimshon, yovo mi shechozer lachora v'yifra v'plishtim shechozer b'shvuasan. Right, the fox, when you attack it, doesn't turn around and run away, it backs off. So too, the plishtim backed off from their shvua that they wouldn't harm Klal Yisrael, to the shvua they made to Avraham Avinu. Tanya omreb shimon hachosid, bank safe of shal shimshon, Shishim Amahoya. Shimshon's shoulder width was 60 amas. Doesn't mean literally. It means that either that the strength of his shoulders was as if it would be 60 amas. The Gemara speaks in echus, not necessarily kamos. Or it means he could carry on his shoulders that which would normally take a person who had 60 amos shoulder width to carry, he could carry it on his regular shoulders. So his shoulders were basically like somebody with 60 amas shoulders. Shenemar vayishkav Shimshon archatzi alayla vayokam bachatzi alayla vayochas bedalso shar ha'ir. He held on to the doorpost of the city. Uvishtei amezuzos vayisoim him abriach vayosam al ksefa. Took the whole sha'arei ha'ir and put him on his shoulders. Ugmiri de'ein dalsos azab chusos mishishim amas. The gates to the city of Aza were 60 amas wide. So he put him on his shoulders. He obviously had shoulders that were 60 amas wide. But again, it doesn't means that the gates themselves, right, were 60 amas wide, and somebody would have to have 60 amas shoulders to bear that weight, and Shimshon was able to bear the weight on his regular shoulders. Shirashi, here. Bracha means to increase. Dover hamarbe u motzri bo sova. Okay. Something that that is increased and filled up. Uma bracha nimtzabo v'lo matzinu osher b'shimshon. We don't find that Shimshon had the regular bracha of osher. That's usually what a person's increased with a bracha. So what was his bracha? Shebircho b'amoso. Leo zaro kenachal shotef. His zera streamed like a stream, gushed forth. L'mashen isav and isborech. What he needed for his taivas were directed by the Rebbeinu Shalom in order to be able to take nekoma on plishtim. So that's where he got his bracha. Nekom achas mishtei einai, schar achas mi einai tein li b'nekoma zu. Give me the schar to be able to take nekoma on the plishtim for one eye. Uschar acher solom haba, save the other schar for the other eye, right, for olam haba. Shechozel achorav, the fox, what's it called, backs off. Kishitzadim, also when you trap the fox, eino boreach elechozer akalokos, doesn't run away, turn around, it backs back. Shar hoir ba'aza mishtoikra, it's talking about this, the gates of the city of Aza. Al kseifov kishir kseifov, it comes out that the gates were the same shear as his shoulders. Okay, go on. Vayehi tochein b'beisu asurim. Right, he was grinding in the beisu asurim for the plishtim when they put out his eyes there. Amar Rav Yochanan ain tchina l'loshen aveira. Over here, tchina means that he was having relations there. V'chein hu omer titchon la'achar ishti melamed shekol echod ve'echod hevi lo es ishto l'beisu asurim kedei shetesabri menu. Everybody brought their wives to the prison that Shimshon should live with them and impregnate them. They wanted strong children. Omra papa hainu damri inshi kami deshosi chamra chamra. That's what people say. You always bring to somebody what he likes. The person who drinks wine, you bring him wine. Kami refuka gradya duvla. A person who's a farmer, you bring vegetables. Okay, Rashi. Chamra, chamra, lifnei kol adam mevi'in mashehu rogilbo. Whatever a person usually likes or has, that's what you bring to him. Lifnei shosei yayin mevi'im yayin. Somebody who likes wine, you bring wine. Kame rufuka grid yaduvla. Lifnei oved adoma. Right, a person who v'chofer beganos. Shirogel lechol yerek mevi'in sal mole yerek. Duvli min yereku. Somebody who's a gardener, you bring him vegetables. Okay. Whoever is promiscuous, his wife's also promiscuous. Shenemar, im niftach libi al isha, v'al pesach rei orafti, uksiv titchon la'achar ishti, v'aleha yichrun acherim. The pasuk says that the man, talking about first the man being mezana, and then the same thing happens with the wife. V'hainu damri inshi ihu beikari v'itza bebitzunei. Right, the husband is with his pumpkins and the woman is with her squash or whatever. They're both the same min, Rashi says, and one's big and one's small. So he is mezana, what's it called, in a big way, and maybe she's mezana in a small way. Rashi, kare ubotzine min echadu ela she'elu gedolim ve'elu ketanim. It's one kind of thing. One's a big variety, one's a small variety. Kolomer b'mashehu osei ki asuka. What he does, she also does. Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon donis Israel ki avim shebashamayim. Shimshon was a shofet, and he was similar to the Rabbanu Shalom. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom judges justly, so did he. Shenemar don yodin amo, when Yaakov Avinu, the Nevua, gave the bracha to Don, so he envisioned Shimshon. And he said about him, don yodin amo ke'achad. He says, ke'achad shifte Israel. But if you put a comma, ke'echad, he judges them ke'echod like the Rabbanu Shalom. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshon was called on the name of the Rabbanu Shalom. Shenemer, ki shemesh u'mogin Hashem Elokim. The Rabbanu Shalom is called Shemesh. Shemesh u'mogin. Shemesh over here does not mean the sun. Shemesh means a wall. Ela mi'ata lo yimache. If that's the case, in the name, word Shemesh, you shouldn't be allowed to erase. It's not mamish the name of the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a kinui. It's a euphemism. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Megin Akola Olam Kulo Av Shimshon Megin Bedor Al Yisrael. Just like the Rabban Shem protects like a wall the whole world, Shimshon protected his generation. Rashi Ke'echod Ki Yechid Al Olam the Mishpat Tzedek. He's just like the Rabban Shel Olam judges justly. So did Shimshon. Shemesh Lashon Choma is a wall. Kemo V'samti Kod Shimshon Sayich. Al Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashma Shekinu B'Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash. Mamash that Shemesh is a name of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Me'ein Shemo She'ein Shemesh Shem Mamash Ela Mogin U'Matzil. Doesn't mean that Shemesh is a name of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It means that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is like a wall. Okay. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan Bilam Cheger Baraglo Achasaya. Bilam was lame in one foot, one leg. Shenemar Vayela Shefi. Shefi Rashi says is Miloshon Shof Miduchdeit, moved out of its place. So he was lame, the bones or whatever moved out of their place, and he was lame in one leg. Shimshon Cheger B'shtei Raglavoya. Shimshon was lame in both feet. He was a big gibor, but he was a lame gibor. Shenemar Shvifon Alei Orach. Again, what's it called? Yaakov Avinu foresaw Shimshon, and he called him a Shvifon. So Shvifon is double Shefi. So two lames. Shefi, right, kemo deshof miduchte, moved out of its place. Shvifon, Shvi akfula, double Shefi. Ton Rabbanan, Chamisha nivru me'ein dugma shel ma'ala, v'kulan laku bohen. Five people had things that were exceptionally special about them, right? They weren't like regular normal people down here on the world. And they all suffered with those special things. Shimshon the Kocho, Shimshon, strength greater than normal people, and he in the end suffered because of it. Shaul b'tzavoro, Shaul had a special neck, right? Mishichmo lamala gavo mikolam, and he was killed in the end. With a sword, which went into his neck. Avshalom b'saro. Avshalom had exceptional hair, and in the end his hair made his downfall. He got caught in the tree, and that's when they killed him. Tzidkiyah be'enov. Tzidkiyah had exceptional eyes. And Rashi says he doesn't know where the makor for that is, but we know that his eyes were put out. Asa baraglav, the same thing. Asa had exceptional legs, and in the end he had a leg disease. Shimshon b'kocho d'chsi v'yosur kocho me'olav. Right, Shimshon's koach brought his downfall. Shol b'tzavoro d'si v'ikach shol asacher v'ipol aleho. He fell on the sword, and Rashi says in the place where they usually kill with a sword is the neck. Avshalom b'sairo k'deba'inan l'meimer kamon. Right, we'll see later on. Avshalom was his downfall came through his hair. Tzidkiyo be'enov d'chsi this ene tzidkiyo either that they put out Tzidkiyahu's eyes. Asa Baraglov, Dechsiv, Rakla Ezignoso, Chola Esraglov. Asa, in the end of his life, had a leg disease. The Omer of Yehuda Marav, Shaoso Padgura. It's the name of a disease of the legs. Omerle Marzutra, Bereder of Nachman, Rav Nachman, Hechidomi Padgura. What is this disease called Padgura? Omerle Kemachat Bebosar Achai. It's like putting a needle into live flesh. It's very painful, painful disease. Minoy yada. What? Gout? Okay. So he says, how did he know? Well, he says, how did he know what it feels like? Right? How did Rav Nachman know? So, Ika diamre michush avichoshbe. He had it. So he knew what it felt like. The Ika diamre mirabe shamele. He heard it from his Rebbe, who had it. He didn't actually have that disease. The Ikad Yamri Soda Shem Lirei of Ubrisa Lahodiyam, that sometimes a person from the Torah can know something, even if he doesn't experience it himself, or even know from actuality somebody else who experienced it. But from the Torah, you can know the whole Bria, so he knew it from the Torah how this Machla Padgra feels. Rashi Me'ein Dugma. It was different than all other people down in this world in a glorious way, each of them in their specific thing. We're only bringing a raya that they all had their downfall with these things, but not that they had special things to begin with. Shol b'tzavoro, v'yigba mikol ha'am mishichmo. Right there we know that it says that it praised Shol, that he was taller than the rest of the people. So his tzavor, his neck, was special. V'yipul aleho, mokum shehorgin b'chere, v'haynu tzavor. Place where they usually kill a person with a sword. They cut off his head, that's where they put the sword by the neck, so that's where he fell on the sword. I know that Sidkiyahu had his eyes put out, so his downfall came through his eyes, but I don't know where there's any makor that he had special eyes. The chain asa baraglov, elakain shomer mirabo. He was makabel, was a mesora, that asa had special legs and Sidkiyahu had special eyes. Padgara shem cholihu, sha'ochez biroglaim, v'korale padgara. Okay, Dorash Rava. Mipnei manenish Asa. Why did Asa have this punishment that he had this leg disease? Mipnei she'osin gari v'tamidei chachamim, because he took tamidei chachamim and he put them into the service of the king. Shenemar v'amelech Asa ishmi as kol Yehuda ein noki. Right, nobody was free. They had to come and serve in his army, in his workforce. My ain noki, Rav Yehuda Mara, filu chosim michedra v'kala michupasa. Everybody, nobody was exempt from coming and working in the workforce of Asa. Rashi, mitnei umnenesh Asa lechlos, to get sick with his feet. In Garia, avodas hamelech, the workforce of the king. Hishmiya eskol Yehuda, his zikon, he brought them up. What's it called? He enlisted them. Vayisu es avnei harama. He wanted to take away the Melech Yisrael built a dike like to prevent people from going to Asa. Melech Yehuda. Shoy Melech Yisrael bolna oleho krach levilti teis yotze vubola Asa. So they destroyed that dike, that city, whatever, that prevented people from going, and they took away all the stones or whatever. So he enlisted and all of Klal Yisrael to destroy and take away the debris of this city that Melech Yisrael built. Chosan shekasu bo nokiya lebeso. Chosan usually is potter from service of the king, and here even the one who was noki had to come. Ksiv ayerid Shimshon timnasa. Ksiv hinechamich ole timnasa. By Shimshon it says that he went down to Timnas. By Yehuda it says he went up to Timnas. Omer Belazer Shimshon shenis ganebok si beYehuda. That doesn't mean physically; it means spiritually. Shimshon had a downfall in Timnas. He went down because he married these Goyisha women. Yehuda shenis alibo si beAliyah. Yehuda had Malachim that came from this mice in Timnas with Tamar. So there it calls it Aliyah, but it's not a physical ascension or descension, it's a spiritual. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni omer shtei timnasos hayu, chada b'yirida v'chada b'aliyah. He says, no, very simple. There were two places called Timnas, one you went down to, one you went up to. Rav Papa omer chada timnas hayu, there's only one. The osu mihai gisa yirida, the osu mihai gisa aliyah, was in the middle of a mountain. So people who were coming from the top of the mountain went down to it. People coming from the bottom of the mountain went up to it. Kigon vardonya Ubebari the Shuka de Norish. Same thing. They had in Bavel a place that was in the middle of a slope of a mountain. From the people below it was up, and for the people above it was below. Rashi. Ksiv ayirid Shimshon Timnasa, Amos Timnas Birida. You have to go down to Timnas. Uksiv Ola Timnasa by Yehuda. Alma Aliyahi. Go up to Timnas. The Shimshon Vyehuda Tarvayu Beres Israel Hava, which was saying Timnas. Shin is Ganeba, Shinosa. Mibnos plishtim hoasuroslo. He did something degrading. He married these Goyisha women. Yehuda nisale she misham noldu peretz v'zerach she nidu malachim v'neviim b'Yisrael. So he had an aliyah. Daasi behai gisa shehaisam yushevis beemtsa shipuahar. It was in the middle of the slope of a mountain. Habala mi rosh ahar yerid. The person who comes from the top of the mountain is going down to Timnas. Habala mi ragli ahar oled. The person who came from the bottom of the mountain was going up. Kigon vardine ubebari v'narash. Ayoros, Hainam, Yushavos, Beshipu, Aharim. These were all cities that were in the middle of the incline of a mountain. So they have the same idea. Atesha, Bepesach, Einayim, Omer, Alexandria, Melamed, Shaholch, of Yoshvala, Bepischo, Shalavrom, Avinu, Mokum, Shekol, Einayim, Tzofos, Liroso. It says that Tamar went and she sat Bepesach, Einayim. That was the place where Avrom Avinu had either set up a hotel or place for giving out fruit. Everybody wanted to be there. Rab Chanan Omer Rab Mokum Hu Sheshmo Einayim. It's a place called Einayim. It wasn't descriptive of the place, it was the name of the place. V'cheinu Omer Tofuach V'ha'enom. Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Shenosno Einayim L'dvorecha. That she gave an explanation, right? Like he opened his eyes to see that, well, that she was okay to live with. Shetova, when Yehuda thought she was a Zoma and he wanted to live with her, Omer lo shem enochrisat, maybe you're a Goya. Omer le giorisani. No, I converted, I believe in the Rabbanu Shalom, whatever conversion was then. Shema eshes ishat, maybe you're married. Omer le pnuyani, no, I'm not married. Shema kibul boch avich kedushin. Maybe your father was mekabel kedushin for you when you were a ketana. Amrale yisomani. She was the daughter of Shem, and Shem already had died. And her brothers and sisters married her off to Er and Onan. So she never really was married to them completely. Shema tmeyat. Maybe you're anida. Amrale tahorani. No, I'm not anida. Rashi. It's a place where the people had a Avrom Avinu had set up a hotel, and everybody wanted to go there. She nosnei naim l'dvareha dugmo pesach heter. She explained and gave reason why she was mutter nosnei liasma she ain avera bedover, that Yehuda was living with somebody he's allowed to live with. Gioris ani the eni ovedes kochavim v'ruyeloch pnuyani umuteras lecholadam v'yisoma ani v'hisik tana v'siuni imi v'achai. My brothers and mother married me off, and they don't have a koach to marry off a child only with rabbanan. V'eni suin le'er va'olman klum le'asor alai mishum kaloso. Right, really, she wasn't even osur as his kala. According to this, there was no yibum either. Right, except that lemaisa. She did have some connection to him, even though it wasn't a Torah connection. So just like there was no Yibum Mamish before Matan Torah, it was just a custom. So you hear also the custom was still there. Right, her father couldn't have married her off, because when Yaakov Avinu was 60, you can figure out the years, Shem was already dead. The Yaakov Farhoya Yosemi ben Mei of the Esser. So Shem was already dead long before that. Okay. Tahora ani minida. Vayita Eshel Bever Sheva, Omre Shlokish, Melamed Shaosa Pardes, Venota Bo Kolmine Begodim. Eshel. One shot is that it's an orchard. Reb Yehuda, Reb Nechemya, Chadam Repardes, Chadam Repundak. He made a hotel. Bishlom Lamandiyom Repardes, Hainu Dixi Vayita. He planted an orchard. El Lamandiyom Repundak made a hotel. Well, you don't plant hotels. My Vayita, Kidasi Venichanami, Vayita Ole Apadno. By setting up a tent, it's also called Netia. So building a building can also be called Netia. Rashi, v'nata bo lehanos obrim v'shovim. The traveler should be able to benefit from his orchard or from his hotel. Pundik lolun shon orchim. V'loshen eshel says vayita eshel. What's eshel? Notrikanu achila shtia levia levaya. They gave to eat and drink, and then he escorted them. He gave him to eat and drink in his hotel, the Achrakam Malavos, and then he would escort them on their way. Vayita Ole Apadno, Pasuku Benaniel, Alechad Me Amalochim, that he set up his tent. So you see, the word Netia can be for building also, can be called Netia. Who? Yeah. Aishel. What? Levaya, right, right. Escorting. What? No, so that's the Girush in the Gemara is, if Rashi's Girush over here is Levaya. That there's a mitzvah to escort something. What? No, there's another gear, so what Eshel is. Lina means that they stayed overnight in the hotel. But this, Rashi says the Lama is Levaya, not Eshel.